Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Amy thinks that Ray is sleeping at the station again.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but a few times I've gotten here earlier than I usually do, and Ray has been in the kitchen at the sink brushing his teeth. And that, to me, is, like, not normal.
So when we first started here in Nashville, Ray and Lunchbox lived together for a while, and they hated each other, and it got to be pretty bad.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So Ray moved out, but he moved into the radio station. Mm-hmm. And he would sleep under the table. He was getting his mail here. He had a gym membership. That's where he'd shower. But he didn't tell us this. We just kind of slowly figured out he was living here.
It was a great life.
Did you like it?
Didn't pay rent. No electricity bill.
That's crazy.
But it wasn't really a home. Didn't you always feel, too, like you were going to get caught?
I also was bouncing around, too. I mean, that's when I met Laura. I'm at Baser right away, so I wasn't here very long.
How long did you live at the radio station?
A week.
Oh, no, you're out of your mind. You had your mail forwarded here.
It was months.
I don't know how it would be possible to live here months. I mean, it would be obvious. It would be dirty clothes. It would have been something.
I don't think it was 1 week.
Right.
That story has changed because we're farther away from it. What do you think, Lunchbox? How long?
At least 2 months.
Oh, you think 2 months?
Yeah, I mean,
But you can fact check when I ended my lease with you and when I first started posting pictures with Laura. There you go, and I guarantee it's about a week.
But did you move in with her when you only knew her a week?
Pretty quick, I started staying at her place.
You needed a place to stay?
He's like, well, this is going to work.
Was that part of the reason?
No, I thought she was awesome.
Okay. So Amy thinks you're living here again. Any truth to that?
No, just doing hygiene, brushing my teeth like most people do.
Yeah, but I don't come to work and brush my teeth. I
right.
do. I have hygiene like most people do.
But I was one of those kids in grade school. Everybody do research or recess. I would go to the bathroom. I'd brush my teeth. It was weird to do it then, and it's weird now, I guess.
You skipped recess
to
brush your teeth?
Do you brush them at home?
Yeah.
And then you come back here and you brush again?
Aren't we supposed to brush them 3 times a day? It's physically impossible.
You get in all 3 of the first few hours of being awake or what?
No, it's not adding up.
Yeah, something doesn't seem right.
All right.
Ray, if you're having a problem.
No, I'm good.
We have a room you can use at our place.
Yeah, and Amy busts me because we don't have hot water in the bathroom, so I have to do it in public in the kitchen, so sorry about that.
Hey, this just in, though,
what?
Because the new owners bought the building, I think there's hot water in the bathroom now.
Oh!
Breaking news!
That's good!
Like
breaking news!
In the men's?
Yeah.
We've always had hot water.
Okay.
Really?
You're telling me that they made sure one of the pipes was cold just for the men?
Well, we also have a couch and toiletries.
I think there's hot water boys now. Yeah. And there's actually toilets instead of just holes in the ground.
Oh, thank you.
Which we had. That's all we had over there, too. Ray, you can't live here. I'm saying that officially.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not, but clean teeth, so I feel great.
Ray's our audio producer, in case you guys are new to the show. Ray gets here at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I pushed it back a little bit.
What time now?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be midnight, but now it's 1:32, but then I split it with the gym, too.
But then why so early?
Just so I can go to the gym, workload. You never know if the computer's broken. There's been times I get it handled before you guys even get here, and you'd never even know about it.
Yeah, but you don't have to get it. We go on the air at 6 Eastern, 5 Central.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were here at 4, you'd have plenty of time to fix stuff.
Not plenty of time to fix a broken computer. Sometimes it's been lucky I was here early morning hours.
He's
fixing broken computers?
He doesn't know how to restart this computer, much less fix a broken one. Okay. All right, Ray, if you need anything, let us know,
okay?
All right. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'd like to remain anonymous since this is embarrassing for all those involved. I accidentally saw my mother-in-law naked. My wife and I are having to live with her parents while our house is being renovated. My company allows us to work one day a week from home. So I have my setup in the living room. Everybody else is at work except my mother-in-law, who I guess forgot I was home too. She walked in the living room wearing only her house shoes.
No.
What?
Oh, no. Oh,
no. And she freaked out when she saw me. It felt so wrong that I decided just to go into the office to get out of there. I called my wife. I told her immediately, but I have not spoken to my mother-in-law about it. It's been a few days now. We have to stay here another week. It's weird when we see each other. Do I say anything to her, or do I just let it live in the past? Signed, anonymous. Well, I think if it's this many days later, there's really not a reason to pursue it and go make a point to talk about it. It's not like anyone did anything wrong. If, let's say, you walked in and she was cheating, or she was selling something illegal, or, and you had, that's a conversation you have to have because she's worried if you're going to tell on her. It's, yeah, that's a thing. But because you just saw her naked, and you know what? That's real life. We're all naked. We don't even get clothes until later. Yeah, we come out naked.
Yeah, you lock that away. You don't,
you just don't talk. You don't have to.
Have,
unless she
anybody?
Brings it up and she's naked. It, I mean, it's just not something that you really want to talk about. Yeah, let it go. And your wife knows, so that's good. Your wife might be mad if she found out that you saw her mother naked without telling her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're covered. Speaking of mother-in-law, Lunchbox thinks his mother-in-law, and he sent me a segment idea like maybe last week. Like, my mother-in-law's flirting with me again. And so that's what it reminded me of. What was it?
Yeah, she saw me in a swimsuit, and she commented, she goes, that swimsuit looks nice on you.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to say that. Like, I don't know.
You felt violated?
I felt like she's saying, hey, why don't you wear that swimsuit more often? Like, that's a nice-looking swimsuit.
Think your mother-in-law, this is a little different than this email, was coming on to you?
Absolutely. Ain't the first time.
What do you think would happen if you said, well, you look pretty good yourself?
She'd be like, oh, you want me to wear it more? I guarantee she'd be like, okay, I can wear it next time, or I'll wear it when I'm around you. Or,
but then where do you think it goes, though? Let's just say you play right into it.
I think it would be one of these where she accidentally walks in naked, you know? Like,
okay, but then where do you think it goes?
Oh, I ain't going nowhere. No. It ain't going anywhere. I ain't trying to do that. But I'm saying that I think she would be interested in that.
But couldn't she have just been complimenting a swimsuit?
And isn't she way older?
Yeah, she's, I mean, so she doesn't, like a younger, good looking
dude.
Isn't
she your wife's mom? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Don't they say that mom and daughter are a lot alike, so maybe she likes the same type of guy? I don't know.
Yeah, her husband probably.
What does she think about when you show up and, like, your hair ain't cut? I mean, the beard's growing all over the place. Is that kind of her thing?
I don't know. She didn't really say anything about that. But, I mean, like, the one time I'm sitting in the recliner and she walks by and rubs the top of my head, I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, that's
awkward.
And that's weird.
Thank you. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
What does your wife say about it?
My wife says, oh, you're so ridiculous. She's just being nice. I'm like, yeah, until she's not.
Well, until she's not.
Like, it, just being nice. And
a little
then
more nice.
Making moves.
Nicer. Yeah,
nicer.
What do you say to this dude who saw his mom-in-law naked?
I mean, you don't need to tell her. Just live with that nightmare for the rest of your life and try to get it out of your head. But you don't need to tell her. She may have been.
Why are you saying it's a nightmare?
That's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. How is it not?
Yeah, that's why he's saying it's a nightmare. It's really awful. No need to talk about it. I appreciate that. Thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah.
You guys can decide if this is weird or not, but it's something I've kind of incorporated in my personal life. My wife and I were out this weekend. We were getting some breakfast. Kind of a brunch thing. We had worked out in the morning, and then we were looking for somewhere to eat, and we walk into a breakfast place, and we see two people that we know okay, but it's a small place, so you got to talk for a little bit. I'm not a, just a big, small talk guy anyway, and I like them. I was really hungry. I didn't eat breakfast before I worked out, and then it's time to eat. And so we're there. They're walking out. We're walking in. You got nothing to do but sit and talk for a second. And so we peel off in twos, just standing there. And two husbands and two wives, just they're talking. And Caitlin and her, they're talking. And me and him. And I honestly just ran out of stuff to say. I hate small talk. And I literally ran out of stuff that I would have liked to have talked about. So what I do now is I go, hey, I think that's all I got to say. Why don't we just listen to them?
Oh, yeah.
You actually say that, though?
Yes, I do. And this has happened a couple times where I just want to be honest and I don't want to do the fake small talk. Mm. I saw someone at a show recently and I was like, well, I guess that's really all we got to talk about. So I'm going to move on, okay? And I think they found that refreshing.
Yeah. Maybe.
And whenever I did the breakfast thing, I was like, well, that's pretty much, man, all I got to say. So let's just focus over here on the girls. And I think he was a little struck by how odd that was, but I also think he appreciated the honesty. And so we did. And so I really don't think anything about it. I never really talked to Caitlin about it. She knows at times. I wouldn't say I'm socially awkward. It feels awkward at times, but I know socially where I want to go and what I want to do. And at times that can be awkward for the other person. So we walked out after breakfast and she goes, I heard you just stopped talking. And I was like, yeah. She goes, interesting play.
Yeah.
She goes, because you didn't just stop talking. You said, I'm done talking. Let's just listen to them. And she goes, I heard it in the back. Like, you guys, and she goes, I didn't want to acknowledge it because I was talking to her. And she goes, but yeah, that's a little awkward. And I was like, yep, but we stopped talking. And you were freed earlier because then we're focusing on you. So the attention's on them. And they're like, well, I guess we should go. And you know what? You know who ate pretty soon after that? This guy.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Okay.
So that's what I do now. I don't go into it going, I can't wait to tell them I'm done talking. And if someone tells me that too, I'm just grateful because sometimes you get cornered and neither one of you want to be talking in a small talk situation. And so it's just like, yeah, we ran out of stuff. And right when I felt that lull, I was like, oh, I guess that's all we got to talk about. And so,
I mean, at least you had the, hey, let's listen to our wives talk. But like, say Caitlin's not present.
Well, I did that. Like I said, I was at a concert recently and I was like, hey, I guess that's all we got to say. So
and then you just
keep
do
moving.
What? You walk away?
I said, I'm going to keep moving. So yes, I say it and then I move
yeah,
away.
That's crazy.
I'm just trying to picture it.
But
sorry, I'm having a hard time.
It's very productive as far as like you don't spend much time. They don't want to be there either. I'm not being rude. I'm just being honest.
I love it. It's genius. It's bold and it's smart. It's going to save us so much awkwardness because what you do is when you get that lull, you look around like, how am I going to get out of here?
Next?
What am I going to do? Or you automatically grab your phone to act like you're looking at something. So instead just say, hey, man, it was a good talk. I think we're out of things. I'm going to move on.
That's it.
It's genius.
That's it. Because there's a lull for both people.
It is. Both people are wanting out.
If
both
you're talking to me
and
we're right in the middle of a lunchbox and I go, I'm done talking to you. That's rude.
Yes.
Because he was still in the middle of a sentence.
Mm.
But if we finish and it's like, I guess that's it. All right. We've both said our stuff. I'm going to move on.
Now, does the other person acknowledge like, oh, yeah, you're right. We are done. Or do you not
let them? It's held weird for
them
for a second because I feel this technique is new. I feel it's something that a lot of people maybe haven't ventured into that world yet because it is awkward at first. But I think he was like,
once you get moved on,
yep,
you're
going to
become a mover honor. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to be like,
wins.
You know what? That
so
was
what's
great.
The line again?
Well, it can be whatever you want it to be,
well,
but let's say you and
line.
I are talking and we're law, and we're law here, 3-2-1 law.
Well.
Mm. Well, I guess that's all we got to talk about. Hey, real good to see you. I'm going to move on over here.
Perfect.
That doesn't even feel that weird
or
aggressive.
It does feel weird.
No, you're right. No part of it is aggressive, but also I might go cry.
No, there's no need.
That's really funny.
If you said that to me, Eddie, let's lull here on the count
of
three. You take over here,
gosh. I would never do this, by the way.
Let the lull sit for 1 second.
Yeah.
Then you take – yeah, so it was really – and so there it was and ate three bottles of pasta.
Oh, that was crazy.
Okay.
Well – All right, man. I guess we're done talking here, so I'm going to get going. Good seeing you, though.
Good to see you, too, buddy.
All right.
That's it.
I mean, it sounded natural.
Nobody wants to be there at all.
Wow.
So, hey.
Yeah. That's awkward.
You got to do better, Amy.
Have to go at it and be like, well, I guess that's all we got to say, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's all we got.
I'm going to be moving on.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Now, unless they have something else to say,
absolutely,
they'll say
you don't
want to
interrupt
there.
That, but there's never a lull if somebody's got something to say.
That's right.
Then you hit them with the happy trails, and then you get out of there.
Okay.
So that's all. Just take a little something from me. Try it.
Oh, my gosh.
No. You're actually doing a service to the other person. That's how I see it.
No, I understand your point. I understand your point. Just for some of us, practicing this is going to be really bad.
Yes, especially if you're not comfortable in awkward situations, which I'm absolutely fine in. I like it. I thrive in it sometimes. But I'm like, all right. Boy, we've said it all, huh? I'm going to get out of here.
We've said it all.
There's many of those. Well, how about that? We couldn't say another word, could we? I guess we run out of stuff to talk about. Man, that's good. Good talk, though. They're just limitless.
Man, that's going to cut out all the weather talk. I mean, talk's going to be done.
Absolutely love it. Because now it's on my phone. Yep. All right. How about that conversation? That was a good one. Maybe next time we'll do it again.
All
go.
Right. Okay.
That's it. It works. Person's a little shocked when you do it the first time.
Yeah.
But it works.
Okay.
All right. There you go. The more you know.
Thank you, man.
A little tip from me here.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning are hosting this year's CMA Awards. The show will air live from Nashville on November 9th on ABC. Amy Grant has had to postpone her upcoming August concerts after a bicycle accident landed her in the hospital. According to her social media statement, she is resting at home after doctors ordered some additional recovery time. Brad Paisley has responded to the video of Post Malone covering his song I'm Gonna Miss Her with Dwight Yoakam's band in a studio. Brad commented on it saying, "This is better than me." I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Police officer Lance Hoffmeister was on patrol and he sees someone walking on the side of the highway. So he pulls up, gets closer, and realizes that's not just someone. That's an older lady in a walker walking on the side of the highway.
Wow.
So he rolls the window down. He's like, ma'am, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm trying to get to my hair appointment. And she says, you're on the highway, ma'am. Get in the car. So he takes in the car. He starts talking to her. And she says she's 84 years old. She lived about 50 miles away. She took the bus, but the bus dropped her off a little far from the hair place.
Oh, no.
And so the officer took her to the hair place, got her off, walked her in, and said, here you go. Next time, please be careful. And he made the time, man, to make sure she got their hair appointment
carefully. I think it's great that she didn't get hit by a car.
Yeah. Yes.
About she get back.
That's all I was wondering.
I was thinking maybe he waited. That's just my assumption.
I kept reading to see if the officer waited and then took her back. But see that part.
We're just going to say he did because I don't think he'd leave her. But yes, I'm glad he stopped and checked on her and then took her in. But I wonder, did she think the bus went all the way to the hair place? Did the bus driver put her off in the wrong spot?
Did she get off at the wrong stop?
Did she get off?
Yeah. A lot of good questions.
Regardless, I'm glad there was a police officer there protecting and serving.
That's right.
And taking her all the way to the hair spot. Any picture of her hair after?
No, there's no before and after.
I heard it rocked. Yeah, I heard she really did a good job on that hair. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Time for two truths and a lie to hopefully give RJ $5,000 in cash. Everybody say hi to RJ.
Yeah.
RJ, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing really good. A little nervous, but good.
Where do you live, RJ?
I'm just south of Wichita, Kansas, here in Derby.
So when I used to work maintenance on a golf course, and I would have to work out on, there were some holes that were near the street, we had to wear a vest and a very bright shirt that looked like that. Are you in some sort of landscaping business?
I definitely am, yes. Groundskeeping, landscaping, all around.
The problem for me was we had to keep, they're bright shirts, but they were always so dirty because they're so light. And I'd have green, I'd weed eat in that thing. It would just be covered in dark green. Yeah, how many of those yellow shirts you got there?
I think I got about 5 of them. I give a lot of credit to my wife for getting out a lot of the stains and things like that. So, it's magic. You put it in the hamper, it comes out clean.
I like that magic. We like magic. Okay. We like magic. Yeah, the magic hamper.
Wife did it.
RJ's on with us. If you win $5,000, that's some new yellow shirts right there for her. All right, here's what we're going to do, RJ. We're going to give you three statements. Each of us on the show are going to read one. You just have to find the lie. So two of them are going to be true. One of them is going to be a lie. Do you understand the game, RJ?
I do, yes.
All right. By the way, this is all about spotting a liar because USA's new competition reality show, Snake in the Grass, gives four contestants a chance at $100,000. The only catch, they have to find out which one of them is sabotaging their every turn. If they fail, the snake leaves with all the money. Spot the lies, catch the snake, win the cash. Snake in the Grass, episode 2 on Monday, August 8th at 11, 10 Central on USA. All right, all right. RJ, Lunchbox will be the first one to tell you a story. Go ahead.
When I was a freshman in college and I was working at Sam's Club picking up the shopping carts, I look down and I find an ID in the parking lot. And it's a 22-year-old dude that looks just like me. And I'm like, got me a fake ID. I could use it to bar hop. And then a new bar opens called Foundation. And I go and I give the bouncer my ID. He asks me my address. He asks me my age, my birthday. And I'm like, man, I know all this. And I say it and he goes, dude, this is me. Took the ID, never got into Foundation.
Okay. All right, there we go. Dude, I used to go to Foundation.
Good stuff.
When I first moved to Austin. Hated that place. Because I always felt like people acted way more rich there than they were.
For sure.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, why are they trying to act rich? All right, next up. Amy.
Well, I was invited to a very intimate dinner at someone's house. I didn't know the entire guest list at all. And when we sat down at the table, to my left was Sheryl Crow, and to my right was Kix Brooks.
Did you go by yourself? Why an exact left and right?
Well, I don't remember the exact seating. We were all at the table.
Not like, exactly. They were just sitting on that side
of
you.
Like,
got
but
it.
I mean, it was we were all fitting around like one dining room table. It wasn't like this huge long thing, and everyone was just talking like, you know, it was normal. And I was like, oh my gosh, hey Sheryl.
Amy
hey,
records
Kix.
It on her phone.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two. And then finally, it's me, RJ. Here's my story. So I have a bulldog named Stanley right now. You may have seen him on the book, Stanley the Dog, the first day at school. May have seen him on my Instagram. Love him very much. Also have a dog named Eller. She is awesome as well. But before I had these dogs, I had a dog named Dusty. Now, Dusty was awesome. He was he lived to be 12, 13 years old. He was with me for a whole lot. But what we would do is we would have meat night. Like a designated meat night where I would go to the grocery store and I would buy a bunch of meat. And what we would do is just eat meat all night long. So it was Dusty and Bobby in a meat night once a month. All right, those are your three stories. So you have Lunchbox who found an ID and then you act like it was yours because it was a guy 22 years old.
Yep, got to go bar hopping and then the bouncer took it from me when I went to the bar because it was him.
You have Amy, who sat at dinner. She was invited to somebody's house. You had no idea there were going to be fancy people there. And two of those fancy people were Kix Brooks from Brooks & Dunn and Sheryl Crow.
Yes.
And you guys wrote a song together. No, that part I made up. And then there's me. Before Stanley and Eller, I had a dog named Dusty. And then once a month, I'd go to the grocery store and just buy a whole bunch of meat. And we'd eat it all night long. All right, those are your three. RJ... When you hear those three, do any of them sound like for sure that one's true?
Amy's does sound like it's true. Maybe that's because she's just a truthful kind of person, it seems like. But I would have to say I think Amy's is true.
So you're going to lock Amy into that true spot?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's lock her into the true spot. So then we'll come over to you, Amy. If this is true, he's still in the mix for $5,000. Were you invited to an intimate dinner at someone's house?
I was.
At that intimate dinner, did you sit next to Sheryl Crow and Kix Brooks?
I did.
All right, all right, all right. All right, RJ. $5,000. 50-50, $5,000. All right, so you got Lunchbox and the ID. You got me and the meat. The name of my next tour, by the way. Me and the meat coming to a city near you. RJ, how do you feel? Talk it out. Don't commit right now, but talk it out a little bit.
Yeah, I know the story with Lunchbox that Sam's pushing carts, and that definitely seemed it does seem like a pretty big coincidence that he would turn the ID into the person that it actually is. I also know you're pretty healthy with what you're doing, and having just a meat night might not really be your thing. So it's kind of back and forth. Both of them kind of sound like lies to me.
Mm. So maybe that's the trick. There are two lies.
Oh.
But that is not true. That is not true. There are not two lies. RJ, what would you do with $5,000?
Right now, I just don't know. We got a little bit of remodeling at the house, but I have an anniversary coming up at the end of the month, and I know my wife's going to be listening into this, so I have to say get a better anniversary gift than I was planning.
I like it. I like it, RJ.
That's good.
Maybe get a nicer hamper.
Good answer.
A nicer magic hamper.
For his best.
Yeah. Okay, RJ, so who's lying? Is it me on meat night, or is it Lunchbox who found an ID before he's 21 and used it?
Bobby, I have to go with you as the liar. I do not think you would have just a meat night.
Okay, he's locking me in as the liar. No meat night for me and my old dog, Dusty. All right, Lunchbox, will come over to you. In your first year of college, you found an ID. Dude was over 21, but he looked just like you. You turned it into a bouncer, and he was like, wait, this is not you. This is me. Any validity to that story?
No validity. I'm the snake.
Lunchbox is the liar.
Boom!
Lunch is happy about it. I'm sad about it. Lunchbox
is I'm like, dang, this guy was about to get a better anniversary present.
Is if he would have known where I went to school, you gave it away. Because I said foundation because I was just trying to give details. And you said, oh, I used to go to that place in Austin. I went to college in San Antonio. I was like, oh, my gosh.
But, you were so close to Austin, you could still drive
by. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but I was like, oh, it's giving away. He's going to win.
If he didn't know my Social Security number, he didn't nail. Like,
no, Bobby never said Austin. And also, you would go to Austin in the summertime.
I didn't think.
Also, some clubs are franchised.
That's true.
Multiple locations.
Okay. RJ, I did have Dusty. We did have meet night once a month. And here's the bad news is you did not win $5,000. Oh. And I hate that for you. The good news is, it's 30 now. 30? You'll have a chance to win $30,000. Okay, so you're still in the mix. I don't know if you heard the last time we did this. It was actually on yesterday's show with the four callers. Anybody that plays this week has a chance at least $30,000. So, RJ, no cash today, but you got a chance to win more cash next Monday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
He's very down right now. I am too. He's very down. I'm down.
You were hooting and hollering.
Well, that means I'm a good actor. But also, I mean, at least he doesn't have to get a better anniversary gift.
I know, but she's going to listen to me anyway. Like, oh,
all right, RJ, we'll talk to you in a few days, okay, buddy?
All right, Bobby.
All right, dang. All right, can you spot a liar? If you can, you should watch Snake in the Grass. Episode 2, Monday, August 8th. Next Monday, 11, 10 Central on USA. Hope you guys watched the show last night. I hope you liked it last night. RJ, no luck today, but we'll get him again next time. We'll play again tomorrow morning as well with another player. Thank you, guys. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. So Eddie got a DM on Instagram from a guy that claimed what?
He's the pastor that married J-Lo and Ben Affleck in Vegas.
And he told you he's not doing a single other interview. Then I looked, need everybody interview.
Yeah, he's kind of all over the internet, right?
Yeah, he's like local news. Yeah.
So I looked back at the DM, and it was my bad. It was my mistake. He said the only radio show. So he hadn't talked to any other radio show. He was waiting for us. Because he's a big fan. He listens to our station in Vegas, and he says he's a big fan of the Bobby Bones Show.
Well, here he is. Eddie's talking to him, 95.5 The Bull in Las Vegas. That's his station, and we appreciate that. But he married Ben Affleck and J-Lo. You call him up. His name is Ryan Wolf, minister at a Little White Chapel in Las Vegas.
The Little White Chapel in Vegas. This is the famous one, like in the movie The Hangover. Like, this is where he works.
Okay, and here is clip one where he is explaining how it all happened.
So how did all this happen? Did they call? Did you know they were coming, or did they just show up?
So, man, we had no clue they were coming in. We were actually about to close, and so I just finished up, like, the fifth wedding at 9 p.m., and it was just me and our coordinator there. That was all that was there, and I saw an Escalade pull in. I didn't really recognize them at first. They walk in, and I was like, man, I know them. And then I put it together who they were, and they said, do you have time to do one more? And I'm like, yeah, we can do one more.
If a minister is at the Little White Chapel and he's marrying people all day long, he's an ordained minister, or is he like a minister, a man of the Lord?
He's a minister, man of the Lord. He's a pastor at another church, but he does this on the side.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's so legit.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Wow. Here is number two talking about what he charged.
So, Ryan, do you have like a regular price that's just kind of like this is the base price? Or do you see Ben and J-Lo and be like, oh, grab, okay, this is going to be $10,000 a wedding today?
Yeah, right. No, I wish, man. I would love to do that. But no, we just have regular base price. Like they paid $75 for the chapel. And then they took care of me at the end, you know, gave me a tip.
So are you going to say how much they tip or you'd rather not?
I can't.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you this. It was less than a few thousand.
Eddie, we got to work on your interviewing skills.
What do you mean?
Because if you just want it to not be acknowledged, or if you want to give him a shot and he said, you just kind of said, hey, are we going to talk about it or we're probably not going to because of, like you led him to it. Then you told him once he got there, don't even tell us.
Yeah, you're right. I should have just left it open-ended like, dude, tell us. Right. So he's forced to tell us.
Yeah. Or say, hey, so I would imagine people tip you when they come in. Got to be a little different when it's J-Lo and Ben, right?
Oh, that's so good.
So you can give him the opportunity if he wants to, but don't lead him to it. Be like, I got it. But don't say it.
Okay, all right. I won't do that.
His answer was really interesting. What did he say? I'll just say it was a little less than $2,000.
Yeah, less than a couple thousand bucks.
Okay, so what? Okay, $1,500 maybe?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just say it?
It's got to be between one and two.
Right.
That's what I'm assuming.
So just say it.
But you know what, Bones? You're right. I should have just let him say it, huh?
Yeah, then we wouldn't be having to spend 30 seconds wasting this on the air. Here is another one. Go ahead.
So what was the whole vibe like?
The vibe was this. If you would have asked me on Friday, the 15th of July, if you just said, do I think J-Lo and Ben, if they got married, would make it? I'd have probably said, no, it hadn't worked before. It's not going to work this time. But like after seeing them like together and seeing like the love they have for each other and like, you know, being able to be there with just them and they both had one of their kids there each. I can tell you, like, they really do, like, love each other. They really do care about each other. And I really do think it will probably make it. I think they might have some challenges, like every married couple does, but I think they'll probably make it.
You know, it's tough because she's been divorced a lot.
Yes, yes.
Or at least with, yeah, I mean, divorced.
Engaged a lot.
Yeah. And then also that industry is tough.
Yeah.
It's just tough. So,
but he saw what he saw.
I know, but I'm not going to judge it based on a single day.
Okay.
And wow, okay, so I thought maybe they just decided and they rolled up to get married, but if they had one of their, each of their kids with them, it was more.
They could have had the kids with them on a trip. I don't know.
Okay, true.
Yeah, here's one final clip.
Was it serious or was it funny? Like, were their vows funny?
No. It was very serious. They had their own vows, and it was very emotional. They cried. They laughed a little bit. There was tears.
Did you get a picture with them when all was said and done, or did they just get married and see ya?
I asked them. I said, hey, could we take a picture? I know y'all don't want pictures or video, and I'll respect that. But would you guys take a picture with your phone, a selfie with y'all's phone, and would you send it to me? After, you know, the news gets out and you guys are legally married and everything. I'm still waiting on that picture, by the way.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, did they actually send it to you?
I haven't got it yet. I'm still waiting on that.
Eddie, it's pretty good. Even though we're weeks late, it's not relevant at all. Mm-hmm. And he's done a lot of other interviews. I found this to still be pretty entertaining.
Right?
Yeah, I did. I honestly did.
They cried. I didn't know they cried.
There we go. Guys, we got the inside information of what it was like in there.
I'm sure when he did his other interviews,
he done
he gave that.
I haven't listened to that other interviews, and who cares? Who cares what he said to them?
I liked it, though.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Man.
I liked it.
Thank
good you. Job. We'll work on some little minor interview techniques, but you did a good job.
All right. All right. I appreciate that.
Here's a voicemail from Lois in Baton Rouge.
Lunchbox, just wanted to give you a heads up because I recently experienced this. If you make over $600 on eBay, they report everything to the IRS.
Your thoughts, Lunchbox? I guess this is referring to the storage unit we bought.
Yeah, but we're not over $600 yet, and so
I think our grand total is estimated to be about $599.
Oh, right,
just estimated total.
Yeah, and if you just change usernames every time to post,
I have nothing to do with that. By the
way, the IRS has no idea.
No, I got nothing to do with that one. I like to pay all my taxes. Sometimes I pay more just because I'm in the mood.
Right, but the other user wouldn't make over $600, so we're not hiding anything.
Don't we get a mouse in your pocket? I got crap going on over here. Thank you very much. Appreciate the voicemail. You can call us anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. Please leave a voicemail. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Recent high school grads, Caitlin and Drew, they've been dating for 2 years now, and they're going viral online because of a few videos that they put up about how they haven't ever kissed and they don't plan to until they say, I do. Now, of course, there's a lot of haters online, but Caitlin, she's not letting them bother her because she decided long before Drew that she was going to save kissing for her future husband. And Drew's here for it. I have a clip of him talking about their relationship.
We were best friends, and then we fell in love, right? So everything that we do is to protect and to look forward to more in the future. I want to marry this girl with every fiber in my being.
Well, I commend them.
Yeah.
If you believe in something and it's not hurting anyone else, I think go for it. It's weird to me. It's weird.
Have you ever known anybody? Nah. Okay. Yeah. I knew one couple and they did it. I mean, well, they saved the kissing for the altar.
But since they've been married, they still haven't did it. You know what I mean? They wait until their 10-year anniversary.
No, but I mean, it was special for them.
Absolutely. I understand it. It is weird to me, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. Good for them for holding true to what they believe. A lot of people don't hold true to what they believe. Go chase life, yes. Kids. There
this
you go.
This is an example of that, so I love
hey,
it.
Hey, that's weird, man. All right, what else?
A futurologist has shared some things that we can expect to be mainstream by the year of 2050.
There's something called a futurologist?
Yeah, they study trends and different studies and graphs and all these things.
Sounds like a made-up job. Somebody just called themselves a futurologist.
No, it's part of science.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's... Okay, go ahead.
Well, we can expect drones to stock our refrigerators. Like, they'll just fly right in... Fill you know, it up.
Anytime I've ever seen these stories, because I was looking at one from like the 60s where they printed and all of it was wrong.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a futurologist. It was a newspaper writer who guessed the future. You know, that's all it was. And it was like, I expect floating cars. And they really thought that's where we'd be now. And it was all pretty wrong. But this one says we'll have drones stocking our fridge, not just dropping off things, but stocking it.
Yes. Kitchens will operate almost entirely without water. They're going to use ultrasonic waves to clean surfaces.
Oh. Wish we had that now.
Yeah, no
kidding. Golly, I'd get in way less trouble for not loading up the dishwasher, you know? What else?
Eating bugs will be normalized.
Okay, probably because we've run out of other food supply and there are a lot of bugs.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
We're going to grow our food in vertical farms, so fields will stretch upwards, not outwards.
This just sounds like a sad Terminator movie or something from the future. I mean, it sounds like we've run out of everything, and now we're having to just do that.
There will be bins that automatically separate recycling, and then as for space, people will be landing on Mars and creating self-sustaining economies.
Okay, good luck, everybody.
We'll see.
I'll never know, but good luck.
Yeah, you'll be here in 2050. That's not that
come
far
on, man.
Debatable. Everything on me hurts. So I got a bad feeling how this is going to go long term. All right, what else?
I hope you're here. So Jimmy Allen posted something the other day that I feel like deserves repeating. He tweeted, check in on your friends. Social media is not a way to find out how people are doing. People are really struggling. It has just gotten easier to hide it. So just thought I'd share that and use this as a friendly reminder, a little nudge to reach out to a friend today.
What if you check in on social media, though?
No.
You DM them. Oh. How's it going?
I guess that counts.
Because that's, you know, that's how I talk with a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This is great news for the people of Shawnee, Kansas. If you've got a speeding ticket, a traffic fine, you can now pay that off with school supplies. For every $15 worth of supplies you buy, you get $50 credit to your fine. And every $30 is $100 off your fine. All you have to do is go to the store, buy the school supplies, bring it with a receipt, and boom, your fines are wiped away. So, get to speeding.
No,
that's not the story. The story isn't to go buy markers and pencils so you can speed. The story is if you got in trouble, you can get out of it with that.
Right, but I'm saying this will be help the
it's
school.
It's probably a real small window, too.
Yeah.
Like because quick. School is starting. Right. I don't think you can get a ticket now for speeding and then...
Oh, I thought it'd be cool, you know, like just to get a speeding ticket on purpose just so you could buy school supplies.
You just hand them the bag of school supplies right then.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Don't worry, I got the school supplies right here. Thank
That's
you,
good.
Officer.
I like that. Shawnee, like shout out to you guys because they definitely could be keeping that money and doing different things with it, but they're helping out a lot of families who are probably struggling right now with school supplies.
Yeah, there's another town in Kansas. I just don't know how to say it.
Go ahead.
Morgan number two, it's that one.
Olathe.
Yeah, the people of Olathe, Kansas.
Olathe.
Yeah, love a good Olathe, Kansas. Yeah. All right. Shout out to you guys. That's awesome. You're helping a lot of folks. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There's so much construction around here. What happened to you?
Well, I got stuck in the bathroom for over 10 minutes. Couldn't leave. And all I had to do was just, you know, quick, go pee, get out. And while I'm using the restroom, a man comes in there with a ladder.
Wait, you're in the bathroom and he comes in the bathroom?
Yes. And
did he not see your feet?
No, because the way you walk into the women's restroom, you walk in the door and you have to turn around a corner if you want to see the stalls and the sinks. Well, he had to get up into the insulation, so the panel thing up in the ceiling, some wiring up there. And so he walked in the door, set up his ladder right by the door, and then his head was up in the ceiling.
He didn't go, anybody in here?
Nope. And I didn't even know really he was in there. All I heard was the door open and some rattling, so I didn't know. And I get out, wash my hands. I walk around and I'm like, there's a man's, you know, butt and legs hanging from the ceiling. And I'm like, this is so awkward. And I didn't want to startle him by saying anything because I thought if I cause him to fall off the ladder because he hears a woman in the bathroom, I didn't know what to do. So I just quietly went back into my stall and I waited. I waited for him to
get
out.
Did you sit back on the toilet?
No, I don't sit on the toilet. Anyway, I squat. So
you just stood in the stall?
Yeah, I just
But if you have your pants on, why not sit on the toilet?
No.
Is there not a lid?
Yeah, but it's okay. I can stand.
You just stood.
I'm good. That's a thing even in movies and TV shows when people go into the stall to cry and they sit down on the toilet. I'm like, no. And when I cry in the bathroom, I stand.
That's kind of weird. I don't really have a problem with that.
I do.
No. Like a toilet.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's just the difference between you and me. But I was stuck in the bathroom and I was like, oh my goodness. And then I hear him talking to some guy up there. He's like, I need the wire down here a little more. And I'm like, how long is this going to take? And finally, I hear him climb down, get his ladder, and go out. And I wait a few more seconds, and then I just bolt out of the door and run. And I never even made eye contact.
Even ran?
No, because I didn't want him to be like, oh my gosh, you were in there that whole time.
Yeah, that'd have been tough.
So it was just awkward, and I left and ran. So.
I'm just surprised he didn't go. Anybody in here?
Yeah.
Because that's what I do every time I go in the girls' bathroom.
How many times?
I'm just kidding, guys. I don't go in a girl's bathroom. I'm kidding.
A minor detail that now I'm wondering they probably did on purpose, but we have a couch in the bathroom, and it was kind of set up to block the stalls. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I just scooted it out of the way and went to the bathroom. So I think he didn't.
Oh, they were blocking the stall so no one would use the. So you took down the no cars through here, and then you got swept away by a river, and now you're like, I can't believe it. I'm on the river.
No, what I did was, well, that's weird. Why is the couch right here? And I scooted it over. I did not. No, that was his method of making sure women don't use the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it makes a little more sense now.
Well, either way, I got stuck in there. It was awkward.
Let's do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the restaurant called Karma?
I did not.
Yeah, there's no menu. You just get what you deserve.
That's pretty good.
That was the morning corny.
Experts agree that it could have a negative effect if you tell your kids to dream big.
Oh. Really?
Which is wild to hear, but I'll read you the whole story. Experts say that it sounds counterintuitive, but it actually has a negative effect. Telling children to dream big could be doing more mental harm than motivational good. A new study by international researchers finds that having unrealistic aspirations that are seen in a movie or they're very far-fetched as a kid continues to remind you of your shortcomings as you grow up. Meaning, let's say you get to be 50, 45, 40, and you haven't reached whatever that big pie-in-the-sky dream is, you feel like a loser. I mean, that's, you're really boiling it down there. So I want to go around the room here for a second, and, you know, what did your parents, what did they tell you as a kid, or what did they not tell you? Lunchbox, when you were a kid, what did your parents do?
My parents were very realistic. They said, hey, you don't need to go to college. Not everybody goes to college. It's okay to just get a job. Don't worry about it. You know, it's okay to just work.
Did you have a dream?
I had a dream of being on The Real World, and they just didn't understand what The Real World was because they didn't watch MTV. But they were like, yeah, sure. When you can start applying for jobs? That's what they said.
So they did not.
They did not encourage me to dream big.
Amy?
You know, I was talking about this recently with a friend, and my parents didn't encourage me to dream big either. And I kind of felt bummed about it, but I guess now maybe they were on the right track. I kind of just felt like I didn't have that, like, yeah, anything you want to do, like, you can do it. It was more like, oh, yeah, just settle for that.
Eddie?
Yeah, my parents said I could do anything, but then when it came down to it, they're like, you don't want to do that. Like, that's not Yeah, like, I wanted to be a musician. They're like, you're not going to make money doing that. Don't do
they
that.
They would say, Eddie, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
Well, thanks. Oh, Dad, I don't know. I want to play music.
No, don't do that. No, you'll never make it doing that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Did you feel supported by your parents?
Oddly, I did, but then I felt like, well, they don't want me to be an actor like I said I wanted to be an actor, so I wouldn't even chase that because they said don't even try.
You had an acting dream as a kid?
Oh, dude, anything. Rock star, okay, acting, so you had all anything in the arts.
Performance, yeah. Morgan, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, my parents always encouraged me. Like, they would say you could do anything you put your mind to. That was definitely a big thing. But they were also realistic. Like, when I tried to be a singer, and they're like, this is probably not what you should do. You should probably go in a different direction. Something else you can put your mind to is probably a good idea.
Morgan, Eddie and I were talking after the show one day because we had done that karaoke segment that you sang, and you're awesome. But you're a terrible singer in that situation anyway. And Eddie was like, isn't it crazy she wanted to be a singer? And I was like, what? What?
You had forgotten about that.
I had. At what age did you stop wanting to be a singer?
I mean, it wasn't through, like, middle school. Once I hit high school, I'd finally kind of been, like, accepted. I did choir, so I was really good at harmonizing, which is why I thought I could be a singer. I was not good at singing by myself.
So this wasn't, you're not 22.
No, it was like once I hit high school, I was like, okay, I'll accept that. I don't really want to be made fun of. My parents were very, like, honest, but still encouraging.
Yeah.
I do want to go to Abby, our phone screener, who is still pursuing.
Yeah, her parents need to be honest with her. She's
Abby,
30.
Well, hold on.
Stop, Lunchbox.
You're still softly trying to be a singer.
Uh-huh.
What does your mom say to you?
Oh, boy. Oh, she thinks I need to just go for it.
No, well, she doesn't. Does
dream
she
big, dream big. She's a dream big mom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she supports everything.
As a kid, was she a dream big mom?
Yes. But they also thought I needed to go to college to have, like, a backup plan, mm-hmm. you know?
But that's so.
No, no. Abby, your mom is not serious when she says go for it, right?
Yes.
She's heard you sing?
Yeah.
Does she think you're a good singer?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she does.
That's awesome. I love it. It's like my family, they would not, well, it was more like, we can't believe you did that. Even when I was like graduating high school, like, wow, we can't believe you did that.
Oh, shocked.
Not because I was a loser, but because nobody in my family had ever graduated high school. Nobody went to college. Nobody. But then there was a point where nobody really understood what I was doing anymore. Like when I was on the radio and I wasn't in Arkansas, I think they thought I just disappeared and I really wasn't doing anything. And I'd be like, no, it's going pretty good. You know, I've kind of built this company. We have runs in 7 cities. Are you on in Little Rock or Hot Springs? No? Oh, okay. And I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. It's actually, no, well, we can't hear you. What's the tree falls in the woods, right?
Yeah.
So I think I probably set expectations on myself that sometimes when I don't hit, I'm upset at myself. But yeah, there were no, I think ours was just a dream that, you know, we have groceries at the end of the week. So it really wasn't focused on any sort of dreams or anything. But with your kids, Eddie, you tell them dream big?
Absolutely. I tell them, guys, there is nothing that you can't do if you don't put the work into it. And I tell them that, and I mean, realistically, I think two of my kids think they're going to be pro NFL players. I don't think they
can
do it.
That's tough.
But I'm going to tell them that they can if they put the work in.
I think that's a good strategy. Like, what do you want to be? I want to be X. Okay. Well, it's a lot of work. If you really go hard, you have a good shot to either do that or do something around that. I think that's pretty safe.
Ooh, mention the around that just in case they don't hit that one dream, right? Yeah, good call. Good
then
call.
When they're 40 and they haven't hit it, you covered your
bases. Be a coach. Yeah, be a coach.
Around that.
Amy, what do you tell your kids?
Yeah, I mean, I tell them they can be whatever they want to be. I don't know that I use the words dream big, but I try to, I've some parenting advice I got recently along the lines of this is like, never, you shouldn't like say to your kid, oh my gosh, you're so smart. Because if they do something really well, because then the next time they don't do it, they're going to think, oh my gosh, am I not smart? So I just try to, in everything they do, say, wow, you must have really worked hard. I can tell you worked hard on this. And that they will continue to work hard. So when it comes to whatever they want to do, they're going to work hard.
I think if people hadn't told me I was smart, I wouldn't have thought I was smart.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what the parents experts say right now.
I needed them to go, wow, look at you, you're smart. And I'm like, oh, I have something then. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But you actually really were smart.
But again, I don't know that I would have known had people, shut up. I don't know that I would have known had people not said to me, hey, you're really smart. Because then I was like, oh, I have something. Okay, I don't have to be bad at everything. I don't have to be the one that gets made fun of. Like, okay, I'm a smart, this is my thing. And then because of that, it motivated me to be smarter.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd screw up and I'd be like, no, we can't do that because I'm smart. Mm. So not that that's the right thing to do, but for me, I was happy that someone kind of threw me that, kind of chummed it up a little bit. Like, they chummed the waters.
Did you ever not make A's?
Oh, I didn't always make A's.
I'm typing, okay, Amy.
I never
typing.
Made below a B. It was just a weird situation. I made it in typing. I made my only C in high school.
Oh, you got a C?
In typing. Yeah, because I was not fast enough.
I forgot about that.
But in French, I made a C in college.
You remember your
C's. That's tough, though. That's tough. That's a different language.
I hated it.
Man.
I had to go to the teacher and be like, bro, I ain't never using this. Like, just let me get through this. Because I was already working full time.
Mm.
But yes, I was quicker than I'm blessed to be quick. Mm-hmm. Even in quiz bowl, I was in 7th grade, crushing 12th graders.
Yeah.
But that ain't cool when you're hanging out in 6th period.
Like, do you dwell on those C's now? Like, do you look back and be like, man.
Oh, no, it was awesome. I don't care at all.
Okay, good.
Because I don't think A's are what defines how smart someone is.
That's right.
That's true.
I think. Now hold on, I'm not fully on that page either. I don't think you have to have A's to be smart. I think you're smart if you get a bunch of A's because it can help you take the next step up if you're looking to take that step. Like, you can actually go down that path if that's where you want to go. If you're like getting C's and D's, but you want to go to a really good college that won't accept that, well, that's not very smart of you. But if you're like, hey, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go be a musician or a producer, or I'm going to be the best. Then if it doesn't require that, who cares? You don't have to go to college if you don't want to. So I think it matters what you're wanting to do as to why you would do it when it comes to getting good grades. I could have rocked all A's all the time. I honestly could have. I got bored. And also I would be like, I got to work full time. I got to play ball. I only have so many hours, so I'm going to be really good at baseball, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to get way ahead there. And you know what? If I can't type as fast as the other kids, screw it. I will give that up a little bit.
And French, like, yeah. Who needs that?
I'm with him. I got bored. That's what happened to me. Fifth grade, I got to work.
Fifth grade.
I still have nightmares that I'm getting failed in a class.
That was a nightmare?
I still have it.
Oh, wow.
I still have
you don't have enough credits to graduate. Everybody has those dreams, right?
Or it's like, not enough credits. I didn't show up enough. And the teacher's like, well, you didn't come to class enough, so what are you going to do? So I have to study one night to learn the whole semester. And so I study all night long. And then right before I take the test, I wake up.
Weird.
I know. See you next season on Bobby's Dreams that nobody cares about. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I don't think we can do this bit every day. Or we may put a halt to it today just entirely, but Lunchbox wants us to get in a different lottery now. And he said, we got to get in Mega Millions now. But isn't this always something?
Well, Mega Millions,
what was the last one?
Mega Millions?
Oh.
But listen. We didn't win the $1 billion, right? So a lot of people are going to quit because the $1 billion is not out there. So why would we give up now when we have a better chance to win?
You don't understand math at all.
Yes, it's only like 20 million, guess what?
You don't have a better chance. It doesn't matter how many people are in. Playing the lottery with those numbers, it matters none about how many people are in. It just matters if you can match the numbers. More people playing doesn't lessen your odds. The only thing that does is if you win, there's a chance that somebody has the same numbers as you, and even that is very small.
So why quit now? We got to persevere.
You're missing what I'm saying. It doesn't give you a better chance to win because fewer people are playing.
Okay.
You have no better chance.
If you want to think that.
No.
So I was thinking, we stay consistent. We keep buying tickets.
So I'm going to halt this segment now forever.
Thank you.
Forever?
Until it gets up to half a billion. 500 million.
No. How about 250 million?
400, you got a deal.
300.
400,
meet me in the middle.
410, you got a deal.
300, meet me in the middle.
450, and you got a deal.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
You're going the wrong direction.
450, last chance.
350.
500 million.
What happened to 350?
Okay, it's 500 million. We're not. You better call it now or I'm going to go up again. 500 million once.
All right, 400 million it is. I'm in.
525 million.
No, you said 400 a minute ago.
That's a weird.
$550 million.
I can't.
$600 million.
No, no, that's like the biggest of all time.
You better stop me.
I stopped you a long time ago.
No, you better
ago.
Stop me at 600. Three, two.
Stop.
Okay, $600 million. It is.
400.
No, it's 600. You're... So next time it's a $600 million. We'll play. Okay.
But he can play on his own. Why is he trying to suck us up into this?
I'm talking about the show.
No, no, I'm not sucking you in, dude. I'm trying to help you get rich.
You have helped us go broke.
Yeah. I've got your back.
No, you don't. We have lost a lot of money, and we're done with that.
All right.
So let me ask you this question. Let's keep the millions out of it. If someone walked in today and said, and they had a little satchel, and said, here's $10,000. You just won this, right? $10,000 in cash. You got 3 hours to spend it. And you can't spend it on multiple things. You only get one. You can buy one thing. And you have 3 hours.
Oh, $10,000.
$10,000. This is a more realistic lottery.
Oh, $10,000.
What do you buy if I hand you a packet with $10,000 and go, you have 3 hours, you can buy one thing, go.
One thing.
Lunchbox has got one of his eyes closed right now.
He's trying to think what is $10,000 that is one thing that could help me in my life.
I'll go first.
Got it. Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
No, no. I
would fence up the backyard for the dogs real quick because fence, it's very expensive. It's stupid expensive. It's one of those things when I'm like, hey, we need to buy some fence to make sure the dogs don't get out in this area. They're like, yeah, that'll be $4,000. I'm like, that's just one thing of fence. And they're like, yeah, it's very expensive. So I would do that. I would buy fencing for the dog and fence in the yard more. Eddie?
A boat. 100%. I would. I mean, it probably wouldn't be the greatest boat, but it would be a 10.
You have to go full in. You can't put $10,000 down.
No, no. It'll be a $10,000 probably used boat.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Lottery tickets.
Oh, I guess what he's doing. You just lost $10,000.
I would buy scratch offs because you say that's where it's at. So I think I'd go scratch offs. I don't have any item, single item that's $10,000 that's going to help me in my life.
You don't want to buy anything.
I don't.
But it can be $3,000. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
You can buy a trip and go watch.
Oh, that's nice.
That's mine.
Yeah, what is yours?
Mine was to, I don't know, get as much as I can for $10,000 and go to somewhere cool like Alaska and live it up. Like maybe one of those cruises and just buy everybody things.
So you could buy a trip real quick.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll take a trip then. But I don't know. I could buy lottery tickets and turn that into millions.
Oh my gosh.
Then I can buy an island and then I can buy a boat to get to my island. Eddie can, you know, paddle in his canoe that he bought for $10,000 over to my island.
We can't do if you got a genie how many wishes I wish to have more wishes.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're doing there.
Yeah. I would try to go. I'd probably go lottery tickets.
Or you could even go better and go, well, 48% and go put it on red on the roulette table. Ooh. Like instead of that crap.
Oh my gosh.
Just go 50, basically 50-50, double it up.
Dude, I'll do that. I'll go red. Heck yes. Crazy. Bring in the satchel.
He's getting pumped. It's not even a real thing.
I mean, how incredible would that be if you walked into a casino and stacked $10,000 on the red? Oh my goodness. But you'd have to find a roulette wheel that doesn't have three because now they have three green spaces.
How incredible would it be if you did that in just $1 chips?
Mm.
Oh. No, you won't be able to stare at it.
They'd all fall over, though, and it'd be a big mess.
Thank you to everybody who watched Snake in the Grass last night. Really appreciate it. It was at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern. If you stayed up, like, I'm just so grateful. I stayed up. I'm a little tired, I'll be honest with you, but I stayed up to watch it. And it was on. It was awesome, I hope. And we'll see how good it does. And maybe if we get a season two.
Woo, we're on.
Let's go. Hold on. You guys aren't letting me say if it gets a season two or maybe a season three, I can really got a chance to get the show on. I said season two or three from the beginning.
Why three? I hadn't heard the three.
Yeah, no, he has said
from the very beginning. I said season two or three.
All I heard was two.
Me too.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for watching last night on USA Network. Really appreciate that. Thank you guys for hanging out. Hit us up, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. If you never called a radio show before, I get it. It's weird, but I always appreciate it when you do. We feel like you're just calling a friend. 877-77-BOBBY, a question or a comment.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Well, President Biden announced yesterday that the U.S. had taken out the leader of Al-Qaeda. Here you go.
The United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. You know, Zawahiri was bin Laden's leader. He was with him all the whole time. He was his number two man, his deputy at the time the terrorists attacked 9/11. He was deeply involved in the planning of 9/11. I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all.
I was looking at these. They call them drones. And I understand why, because they're not an airplane. but they carry like 100-pound missile. I mean, it's not like the drone that I go, oh, I saw the guy at the mall messing with this. Let me get me one of those. I mean, we literally developed them in two administrations ago, and they carry big missiles. It's like an unmanned, really small airplane is what it looks like. And that's what they used. And I saw that yesterday, so I wanted to share that here. And I got to hate some Al-Qaeda, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
I just want to jump up and go USA, USA, America rules. Al-Qaeda sucks.
They've been trying to get him this whole time?
For a long time. Long time. Do you spend any time apart from your significant other during the course of the week? Relationship experts say spending more time apart from your partner and doing your own thing actually makes you feel closer, even though that seems counterintuitive. Couples in the research study who spent more time apart reported more desire for conversation and time together than those who spent a majority of their free time together. The study authors say that together time is important, but it's also important to do solo activities such as nights out, golf, a girl's weekend trip, playing Madden 8 hours a day on a weekday.
That's on there.
Well, I think they forgot to leave that part off, but I just inserted that part.
Okay.
That is from a research journal called Sexual and Relationship Therapy. So my therapist way back in the day would talk about relationships, and not just romantic ones, but say, hey, even fire needs air. And you can't have fire without there being air and oxygen. So you can have the hottest time ever or most fun with your, but if you're with them all the time, there's no air and it really can't grow.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's how she said it. I don't know. It's been a long time since I had that one.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I got a guy therapist now. My first dude. We've been together for about a year or so, and he's pretty cool. But I never had a dude before. I'd always just been to women because my mom raised me, my grandma raised me. Never really had a male influence, so I always felt weird around dudes. And then now I'm in with a dude, and it's pretty cool. We talk about beards and, you know, sports.
That's what y'all talk about?
Nah, it'd be cool though, wouldn't it?
I was like, what?
Not at all.
The whole time.
Not at all.
So how about that game?
Just going into sports talk.
Yeah, okay, no.
Researchers from Harvard University analyzed 21 billion friendships to understand how the community you grew up in influences your future outcomes. Basically, friends in high places. And if you have friends that have connections or money, you are more likely to have connections and money. They even did it with kids. Poor children who make friends with rich kids are more likely to increase their future incomes, the study finds. Let me boil this down even more. It doesn't have to be money or success. Now, if you have a way to be around people that have connections, or that's awesome. But let's just say you want to be a happier, more positive person. You know what you do? You surround yourself with more positive people. Let's just say you want to be more fit. Like, you're like, I like to be more fit and run more. You know what you do? You have your influences, the people you surround yourself with, be the people that are into that as well. People that are encouraging, that also are runners, or people that wake up in the morning. You want to wake up at 5 o'clock and work out every day. Sounds terrible to me, but if you want to do that, you need other like-minded people that do the same thing, because you talk about it, you live that life. If you want friends that cook. So whatever you surround yourself with, that is what you will be. If it's stoners or people that know how to make turkey, it doesn't matter. Even if it's people that are rich, you want to be rich? Well, surround yourself with a bunch of rich people, because they probably either got that way because they are really smart and figured it out, or their parents are really rich and it's passed down. Either way, they have a ton of connections and they're like, oh, you're my friend, you can use this connection. So just boiling this story down more, you are who you are with. You get to make the decision of who you're with. You get to pick your influences and your environment, and that is who you will grow into. Lunchbox, you need to hang out with some other lottery winners, apparently.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, who do I know that's won the lottery?
He starts hanging out with all of them. That's not really how that works.
But late last week, EA Sports set up a hotline where you could call and complain if your favorite Madden player doesn't get a 99 rating on Madden 23.
Oh.
Yeah, so I call four times. But anyway, Madden comes out like August 16th, the new game. Just wanted to share that. The Weakest Link is renewed for a supersized Season 3 at NBC. Some people didn't even know it was on Season 1. I saw her on the show. It's actually a really good show. Jane Lynch is a host. She's great. She's funny.
It's back on?
It's been on for 3 seasons. It's the 3rd season.
I mean, no. I thought this was like, okay, it's renewed. Like, they had 2 seasons back in the day with that lady.
Oh, no. And?
Yeah.
This is Jane Lynch, and they've had it for 2 seasons on NBC. Huh. And they're doing a long 3rd season now. Well, that would be where it's at, to host a game show. Because this is what happens. You go in. Let's say the 1st of the month. You go on an August, what's today, the 2nd? You go on August 2nd, and you're going to shoot a Wheel of Fortune for prime time. You knock every episode out in like a week and a half. and they air it all year. Oh. You just sit and get paid all year.
What?
That's got to be tiring, though. That's the same.
Are you kidding?
For a week and
wear
a half?
Me out, baby. Wear me out and pay me all year.
Oh, you couldn't chill for the rest of the year. You'd have to be.
No, but I'd do more shows, and I'd be on like, get 7 yearly payments in 1 year.
You'd be all over TV.
It'd be awesome. Love to do a game show. Taylor Swift topped the list of celebrity private jet flights. And so what they did is they looked at all the celebrities and their planes. 170 flights taken with her private jet this year so far and counting. So her people came out and said, well, this isn't exactly fair. Yes, it is her jet, but she leases it out all the time to other people. Oh. So if you have a jet, you don't use it. It's like Airbnb. But that's what they do. They take their plane, and if they're not using it, they go, okay, it's available. Who wants to rent it out during these times? And that's what happens. So there's been this trend on TikTok, and I watch a lot of them because I watched one, so now they send me all of them, where they track celebrity flights and show the dumb places that celebrities are flying,
meaning
they fly like 9 minutes. Boom, boom.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they saw Drake once. They were like, Drake flew like a 14-minute flight. Now, Drake got on and said, not accurate. I wasn't even on that plane. They were flying it over to a hangar to store it. And I thought, okay, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
But they have busted like they've raided and put him in prison. But like Floyd Mayweather's jet landed in Las Vegas. He has some really quick flights at times. The Jenner girls, one of them had like a 24-minute flight across L.A., because they want to go through traffic.
Well,
if you
believe TikTok. I get that, though.
That L.A. traffic's crazy.
Yeah, so.
That's what I hear.
But Taylor Swift said she's not flying all those flights. Sylvester Stallone is blasting a Rocky spinoff because he says he doesn't own any of it, and they're just watering down the brand of Rocky. He's been very vocal. There's one that's coming out, and it's Drago, so Dolph Lundgren, who played the Russian in Rocky IV. It's basically about him. And he's out and he's going, this producer, he says, once again, pathetic. This producer and his selfish, useless children are once again picking what is left off the bones for another character. How do you even look in the mirror, you weasels?
Oh, my.
That's Sylvester Stallone.
Wow. Love it.
Yeah.
Passionate about that.
He says, I'm sorry to the fans. I apologize to the fans. I never wanted Rocky to be exploited for this, for greed. Sad day. Parasite. That's from the LA Times. Listen, if it's good, I don't give a crap. Like, I don't know who owns it. Legally, I don't know who owns half crap.
I don't care.
Just give me a good show. But he's acting like it's greedy to make a movie about Rocky. Wasn't like the real Rocky involved in this for like two pictures? And they kind of kicked him out.
There's a whole documentary about it, and I don't even know what it's called. But it's so good, and it talks about the original guy who Rocky was based on. And the first two movies, Sylvester Stallone acknowledged that, he was the guy that we based the character on. I mean, his name isn't Rocky, but he's the guy. And then after the two movies made a lot of money, Sylvester Stallone was like, no.
No, I never heard of him.
Fictional character.
Yeah, weasel, Sylvester Stallone.
Parasite.
A man tries to perform a nose job on himself.
No.
Saw it on YouTube.
What?
Unsurprisingly, ends up in the hospital. A man ended up in the emergency room last week after attempting to perform a rhinoplasty on himself using YouTube tutorials and super glue. The man, whose name has not been revealed by the hospital, told doctors at the nose, throat, and ears department he got the idea to do his own nose surgery on YouTube. He used rubbing alcohol to disinfect the area and veterinary anesthetic to numb the pain. After he was done operating, he used self-absorbing thread and super glue to close the wound. Dude, that is baller.
Oh my gosh.
Not that he did it, because that's stupid, but the fact that he could do it and cut himself and do—I mean, he looked at himself in the mirror and gave himself
crazy,
and not surgery to save his life. A rock didn't fall on his leg, and he had to cut his leg off.
You're right.
This dude's like, you know, I could probably lose an inch here, that's a special kind of person who can do that to himself.
That sounds like a TV show, not even real.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes.
But still, sure. Who can... That's not enough anesthetic to numb it completely. You got to cut on your own face. I'd at least get my buddy to come over and do it. Yo, Chuck, watch this video and come over. I'll send you the link. So there's that story from Oddity Central. And then finally, they are encouraging the president to declare monkeypox a national health emergency. California officials are declaring a state of emergency over monkeypox, and now there's a big push for the president to do the same. There is no indication he'll do so, but he's taken the step of calling in FEMA and CDC to serve as White House coordinators to combat this if it does get bad. Monkeypox, for the record, is not typically fatal. It's a virus that causes big, gross, pimple-like bumps. They look more like big warts than pimples. Mm-hmm. It's a tough thing. I watch a guy on TikTok who has them. He lives with them, and he tells a story. And so they have fever and flu symptoms. They just named this thing wrong
from
the
beginning. Yes, totally wrong.
People like monkeys. Don't name it after something. It'd be like, okay, well, ice cream pox is hit. We're like, oh, that sounds good. People like monkeys too much. They should have called it something with a bad name.
Like sharks? Snakes?
Sure. Well, okay. I mean, it's called monkeypox for a reason. I'm the monkey. I wouldn't have switched up the animal. I just would have used a different term, even primate or something, because monkeys are awesome.
Yeah, they're cute.
So everybody's like, monkeypox is fun. Monkeypox, monkey bars, you know, monkeying around. Oh, yeah, hey, we're the monkeys.
Barrel of monkeys.
But everything monkey's good. Curious George?
Oh, cool monkey.
Yeah. Find me a negative. Bubbles? Find me a negative monkey. Go, somebody.
I can't.
The one that tore the face off the woman?
Yeah, I was going to say that one. What is his name?
Exactly. We don't even know the name.
No, we know it.
So anyway, there's the deal. If there's a monkeypox emergency, I'll let you guys know. I'll sound the alarm.
Thank you.
I hit the EAS.
Oh, no, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
Yeah, that one's not funny. Okay, that's your news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
For those new to the show that don't get that joke, I was fined $1 million for doing that once.
Not a good joke.
Not a All right, Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You, Bobby Bone Show. I'm very sorry for that, by the way, and it was an accident. And all that happened, I'd like to publicly say that I love the FCC and couldn't be here without them. And thank you very much. God bless America and everybody in the government. And thank you. Her name's Kimberly Hershenson. She's a psychoanalyst and a marriage counselor. And she says the 2-2-2 rule is the key to a happy marriage. This sounds like a big pile of crap. But it says the 2-2-2 rule says that you should have a date night every 2 weeks. Down with that. We try to do it every week, but get it. If you have kids, probably harder. A weekend away every 2 months.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's where it goes to absolutely not relatable. A weekend away every 2 months. And then a week away every 2 years. That one is even easier than the weekend every 2 months.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who in the world could do that? So the 2-2-2 rule, if you do this, you'll have a happy marriage guaranteed or your money back, she says.
Oh, wow.
No, there's no money back.
Yeah, we're not paying her.
No, I know. So every 2 weeks, a date night. Easy. Every 2 months, a weekend away. Yeah, I'm out. I'm good. I can't. Yeah. This is almost impossible.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's from the New York Post. There was a fight over a traffic spot or a fight over a parking spot. There's a traffic jam. I totally felt this because I would have reacted the same way. A woman was parallel parking, and the guy behind her swooped in and tried to go head first. So you got somebody with the reverse lights on going back, and the spot's open. And then the person behind her goes, oh, there's a spot, so I'm going to stick my nose in so she can't back up. And they just sat there. And I would have sat there too because I wouldn't have stuck my nose in. I'd have been the person backing up.
That's how you parallel park.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm saying I wouldn't have – I'm not the guy who sticks the nose in. I would have been backing up, and I wouldn't have just gone – you know what? You can have it, buddy. I would have been so upset. First, I'd have waited for a gun to come out on me because that's what everybody has now, a gun in their glove box. And then once it didn't, I would have just sat there and been like, well, I ain't going anywhere. I'd have missed work. I don't ever miss work.
You're there like 10 hours.
I would have sat there. It's like if I'm at the – if we're going to the mall and you're pulling around and you are sitting there waiting for – you're at the parking spot. It's yours. You've been there for 45 seconds. But the person's backing out of the parking spot. But someone comes up, and as the person's backing out, they have to block you to get out, and which opens it up for that other person. They're like, oh, there's an open spot. Even though they've seen me there waiting.
With blinker with on. With
I get so upset.
Yeah.
Now, I'll try to size up the person. And if it's an old lady, you better believe I'm going to say something.
But it's a bigger dude?
Well, we may just go, you know, the good guy's lost this one. But that the parking stuff really annoys me. A parking dispute ended with the police being called when both parties refused to give way. The standoff caused a 20-minute gridlock near a row of popular late-night restaurants. One eyewitness said about 10 p.m., and they talked about it. The person backing up is in the right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the person that was – that's how you parallel park. And so – one of them was a Jaguar. I would assume the Jaguar was the one that pulled in nose first.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just by me being unfair and going, I wonder what douches drive.
Oh.
Unfair. Unfair for me to say that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me one was a Jaguar, I'm going, that's probably the one that felt so entitled that they got to have that spot. So, and that's what happened. So everybody's backed up in traffic. There's crazy. A Seinfeld episode that's kind of yes. about that too, where they sit there and they argue about whose spot it was, right?
Exactly. I think it was Kramer was trying to back it in, or George, and then they sit there and yell at each other, and Jerry, come out here! He won't let me in the parking spot!
Morgan, did you watch that episode?
No, I didn't.
congrats to Jake. He's got number one song. His 10th number one. We can roll through the top three real quick. Your top three songs in country music. Number three, Dylan Scott, New Truck.
I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass.
Number two, Scotty McCreery.
Damn straight.
Reyes, wait a minute. I don't say the title of that song.
No, you do not.
I go to H-E Double Hockey Sticks. Number one, Jayco and Best Thing Since Backroads.
Your best thing since Backroads, baby. Pedal to the metal with a wind.
Nice job, buddy. So Jake Owen with his 10th number one right there. Tara or Tara in Florida. I see you up there. Let me talk to you for a second. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
I am calling with a challenge for my Xbox, if you okay. up for it.
All right, go ahead.
I heard him say a couple weeks ago that he's a cyclist, and I want to invite him to come and ride 300 miles with us in Florida from Jacksonville to Palm Beach to help raise funds for victims of human trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, how do you say no to that?
Buddy? I mean, how do you say no to that?
It makes you a bad person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes.
Sounds like a great idea. Just send me the details and I'll probably not be there.
Hit you up on email or something?
Yeah, just hit me up on email. Or
I mean, getting to Florida would be the hard thing to do. You could ride 300 miles in 3 days pretty easily. I don't think that's the super hard part, especially somebody who's in shape and who rides. But I think getting to Florida, maybe you just ride here.
Maybe I just ride my bike to Florida.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
This is how he could get on the news.
That is what I'm talking about. Ride your bike to Florida.
I don't know how far that is as a joke.
Don't worry about it.
It can't be that far.
You can do it.
It can't be that far.
On bike, it's possible.
Yeah, people used to take covered wagons, dude.
Yeah. Right. Across the country.
All right, Tara, we'll get you lunchbox's cell phone number. You can call him later.
No. Just leave it with Abby. Just leave the information with Abby and wait for me at the start line.
It is.
Save me a spot.
From Nashville to just a dot in the middle of Florida, it is 810 miles.
Oh, my gosh. That would take me a month.
No, it wouldn't. It would take you about...
I have no idea.
It'd take you about 2 weeks, probably.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you could do that. All right, well, Tara, thank you very much. Let me go to Paul real quick. Hey, Paul, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so I got a question. I just want to know, do you guys really get along and have as much fun as you have on the radio? I mean, do you, like, have boys' night out? Do you have, like, does Amy, Morgan, and Abby hang out? I was just wondering, and that's just my question.
When we were younger, we hung out all the time before we all had families, and we went on vacations together, etc. I think the dynamic of having families keeps us with our personal time, not being able to be as generous with it because we have to find other people to spend time with. And then there are times where we all want to punch each other in the face, too. You're just with your friends that much. You want to punch your friend in the face. It's any relationship at all. But yes, and honestly, if we didn't, I just wouldn't have them around anymore, honestly, because this show is not created because we're really good on the radio. This show is because we're a bunch of friends that when we talk about stuff, the interpretation of it sounds pretty good on the radio. Because we don't have very good voices. So if somebody were a bad egg, I would just get rid of them. That's harsh, but that is true. And remember Clint? He used to work here?
Man. Oh, gosh.
I don't really remember him.
He's a bad egg.
Hey, all I'm saying is one day here, one day gone.
We don't talk about him.
We don't talk about Clint.
No, I don't say that C word.
There's no Clint, guys. I'm just kidding. And Amy has been on the show for how many years?
16.
Lunchbox?
19.
No way. That is crazy.
That's crazy.
2003.
That is just insane. Eddie?
9 years, 10, oh, I'm going on 10.
Yeah, so that's the answer. Do we hang out all the time? No, do we hang out? Yeah, absolutely. Eddie and I tour together, and we're together too much probably. That's who wants to punch me in the face is Eddie.
I haven't yet, though.
But yes, if we didn't, we just wouldn't be able to do this show. But Paul, I appreciate that. But we're like any friends that are together all the time. You live with them, and you know what makes them tick and what bothers them and when they're in a bad mood and why they're in a bad mood. All that stuff happens here in the studio.
All right, awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Take care.
All right, see you later. All right. You want to play a song or not? Can we?
Probably over already.
Over?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Scuba's like, yeah. Why didn't you delete it then? Then I got to ask on the air, and I'm awkward, and all the people listening to the radio show are critiquing me going, they don't even know how to do a show. That's what I just told this guy. Yeah. I just told this guy we have no idea how to do a show.
Nope.
So we'll eliminate that song. Let's be honest. It kind of sucked anyway.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like
one of those I didn't like to play because I turned it on, and I'm like, I cannot believe we're playing this crap. That was it.
No. Okay.
But I'm going to leave it there, and we'll move on. Calls 877-77-BOBBY, and a special request by one of the people on this show that I just might humor. Didn't think I would, but I just might allow it to happen. We'll talk about that next segment. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. So driverless cars may need gender settings because the study shows that women are better than men at taking control of the vehicle when they have to respond to something coming up quick.
That's right.
Like a hazard's in the way. And so women, quicker reflexes, are paying more attention. And so they're going to have to put gender settings in a car that is only driving based on the person's like, I'm going to chill for a bit. You know? So whether men or women are better drivers, we've talked about it a bit. And in this room, it's men.
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, just
in
this room.
Just because Amy brings it down.
Amy, you reckon you hit stuff all the time. I would love to see the insurance differences. Like a
ooh, nice.
No, that last wreck. That.
But when you have to go that last
me.
One,
he
there are so many.
And he didn't have insurance, and it just it messed the whole thing up.
But my point is,
yeah,
you've had a lot of them, and sometimes it's just a post who's just doing its own thing, hanging out by
you're
itself.
You're talking almost 2 decades of.
No. But you've hit something in the garage.
That. Hole and it's difficult.
Yeah, Amy, we are talking 2 decades of instances.
Your driveway, your driveway.
But guess what?
Your driveway.
You notice we're 2 decades. Yeah. How many instances do we have?
Yeah, let's combine instances.
Okay. Okay. Share them.
So I don't have any.
Okay.
I have zero.
So zero.
Okay.
Zero.
Eddie?
I have one about 4 years ago.
Okay, so we have one in 5 years.
Yep.
Okay, Amy, go ahead. Okay.
The pole here in the garage, the door, the camera, the gate to the garage.
Yeah, you hit it?
In my husband's truck. I wasn't used to the size and it popped the tire.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Okay,
classic.
Two. The fire hydrant.
Yeah, that fire hydrant, that thing was put there. Who knew? Like, it only been there 25 years.
Yeah, to be fair, I was in a loner, wasn't used to the car.
Loner,
wasn't mine. Mm-hmm. My garage backing out of it one time took off the rear view side.
Stupid garage.
Or the side mirror.
My gosh.
The pace of the rising door was just off that day. Must have winter or something. Go ahead.
I'm sure. I don't.
That's just four recently.
The wreck recently. Five. But he hit me. He came over to my lane like he didn't see me.
What about the basketball goal in your driveway?
Yeah, that one. That?
Oh, backed into the basketball
I mean, there's
goal. That was new. We had just put that up for the kids.
Right, out of nowhere.
That too was in a car that a work loner. Gave me. It it's wasn't a loaner. It was a car as in driving for an endorsement. And like, I actually don't think I've had a car deal given to me at least since then.
You wish they kind of had those bumper car things on cars that wrap around, the rubber. That rubber wrap around.
But these are non-moving objects mostly.
That's even worse.
That's way worse.
Like it's there when you walk out and you see it and then you still hit it.
They're not dangerous accidents.
A new study has revealed that these vehicles may need to be fitted with gender-specific settings as women are better using them than men.
Yep.
33% female and 43% male drivers reacted wrongly. So you got a 10% higher on the men doing it wrongly. So saw that. And I did want to talk about this for a second. And something that I do and have been doing mostly privately is I have some friends that are teachers. I'll grab a couple on the internet and just like clear the list and help them with their school supplies when they go back to school because I feel teachers are very underappreciated. I don't do it publicly because once you do that, it's like 10,000 of them come on you at once and go, please clear mine. And so it's every comment in the section. So I will pick them, do them and say, please don't say anything about it. But I'm only bringing it up because Lunchbox is now wanting people to clear his list, his wife's list.
Yeah, my wife's list. You know, she's at home and she has the kids at home, and so it's like she's homeschooling.
So it's like she's homeschooling.
Yeah, so I need them to clear my list, and so I just want to put my list out there, and if anybody wants to send it, it'd be great.
So he's going to read us his list, and if we want to clear his list because his wife is basically homeschooling his kids.
Okay.
Which, is it school or just mom?
But, you know, you teach them things like art and things like that. Like,
okay, if you wanted to clear Lunchbox's wife's list, how many items?
Just about 10.
Just about 10.
Okay, number one?
2 gallons of whole milk, 2 dozen eggs.
It's a grocery list.
2 pounds of chicken breast, 2 bundles of asparagus.
Yeah.
1/2 gallon Bluebell ice cream.
He's supposed to go to the after work and get this,
cookies
probably.
Cookies and cream ice cream, please. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent, 24-pack of Miller Lite. 3 bags of beef jerky, doesn't matter the brand. 3 clumps of bananas. 5 Fiji red apples. Crest toothpaste mint flavored. 1 box of graham crackers and 2 boxes of O cereal. That is my list.
And that's so your wife can teach your kids.
Yes, and that way the kids are nourished and they are ready to learn.
Who's the beer for?
For my wife at the end of the day, we are stressed out over a long day of school.
You need 24 of them?
Yeah.
Is this your grocery list? You have to go, and so you just would rather people buy that?
Yeah, I mean, if we're just going to throw out lists, I mean...
Well, we're not just throwing out lists. How did you know that I even did the list thing?
There's people to talk.
Yeah, some people tagged you.
Online. That's what happened. You get tagged online. I saw it, and I'm like, whoa, clearing lists here. I got a list we can clear. Let's go. And on the DMs, it's like, hey, help me clear my list here. And you know what I'm going to start replying is with my list.
Clear mine first?
Yeah, clear mine first, then I'll help you clear yours.
Well, that defeats the purpose of them...
I mean, Lunchbox, these are teachers that don't get, they have to take money out of their own pocket at times to supply things.
That's what my wife has to do, take money out of her own pocket and buy this stuff for the kids.
They're already not getting paid enough.
That's groceries, buddy.
I'm just saying, like, hey, let's start clearing my list.
I know you already know
this. So put your address up and we'll have people send it to your house.
Nice.
If you want to do that, that's fine.
I will.
Your home address.
I'll put a P.O. box. Is that something?
They mail asparagus to a P.O. box.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Madison County, Florida. A man walked into a Waffle House, pulled out his fingers, pointed at him, said, "Give me all the money. This is a robbery." And they're like, "Why? You don't? You just have your fingers." He goes, "Ah! Ah!" Grabbed a bunch of napkins and ran out.
So he stole napkins
yep.
after he threatened him with his finger?
And police were called and they found him. They arrested him for attempted robbery.
So he still got it.
Yeah, because just you because threatened him it. And said, hey, this is a robbery. Words.
I mean, luckily he didn't fire one of those finger bullets at him.
That's hurt.
This story could have ended up a lot worse. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Thank you to everybody who watched Snake in the Grass last night and who posted and tagged it. And this is really kind of you guys. I know, Eddie, you already seen that episode.
I have.
You stayed up and posted and tagged it. Morgan posted on hers and tagged. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Because, I mean, I don't know if it did anything, but it reminded me to watch it.
Yes.
I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot I had a show on tonight.
And it got us one step closer to getting on that
That's
show.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's right.
Let's go.
Okay. last night, my new show premiered on USA Network, Snake in the Grass. Lunchbox and his wife are big reality fans.
Love reality all TV show.
If it's
reality, we watch it. I mean,
this is more competition though than reality.
But it's still reality. It's like Survivor's reality, but it's also competition. The challenge you would consider competition.
But amazing. This show has really no like no love or no.
That's true.
This is like straight. You're just playing a game for money.
Right, and you don't follow them long all season.
It's one episode, new crew.
Yeah, you get a new. Like,
oh. Did I change your mind? It's competition.
Yeah, it's competition.
Okay,
it's
go.
Reality.
Yeah.
All right.
So you and your wife watched it, and she gave a review.
Yes, because she's a reality TV junkie. But now I'll have to change that to a competition junkie.
Like that.
And so I wanted to get her thoughts.
It's like there's more integrity in just going. No, it's a competition show. Well, here's the thing too. Lunchbox has no fear of saying a show sucks. He said Amy's sister's show was not good.
Oh, it's boring.
Right, that's okay, what I'm saying. Like,
but
he
now
would come
he's
on.
Trying to get on it.
I am trying to get on it, yeah. though, and talk.
Here is Lunchbox's wife. Go ahead.
Snake in the Grass. First episode. What'd you think?
No, the show was really good. I liked it. There were lots of moments where I thought it was one person, and then I would say, oh, no, not that person. Now it's this person. And then I would think, oh, no, it's this person. Yeah, it was good. I like the murder mystery books and podcasts. And so this was right at my alley.
What'd you think of that host? What a dork, right? What a dork.
No. He was awesome. He did a great job.
And at the end, you nailed the stake in the grass?
No, I landed on the wrong one.
Oh, so you're 0 for 1?
I'm 0 for 1.
Okay. But will you back? Watch out for the snake in the grass.
At one point, Lunchbox had changed the name of the show to my dog's favorite show, Steak in the Grass.
Steak in the Grass.
Did I say Steak in the Grass?
Yeah. Steak in the Grass. And I was like, my dog would love that show. Just go out somewhere. Somewhere, Stanley, I've hidden a steak. In front of you is all the grass. And then last night was the other episode. Did you watch that one? Did you guys stay up?
Oh, we stayed up for the 10 p.m.
You did. Me too. It's hard.
Yeah, that's the one we watched.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, it was really hard. I mean, I realized how old I am because I was like, I am so tired.
Me too.
I'm holding my eyes open, slapping myself during commercials.
That's intense. I didn't do that, but that's a lie.
But yeah. Yes, I mean, my wife, every 5 minutes was like, oh, it's that person. And then she, no, it's definitely that person. She changed about 10 times throughout the whole episode.
I thought last night's was better than the first one. Honestly, I just didn't have the Survivor people in it.
Right.
I thought, I don't know. You watched it. What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good. It was enjoyable, and it did. I was like, man, no, it's that person. And I didn't get the snake. I got the snake wrong, and I'm so mad at myself because I was like, it was so obvious, but it wasn't.
What the producers do is however the group feels at the time, that's who they run with right then on the show.
Oh.
They're not throwing rope-a-dopes at you, like taking stuff from later in the show and putting it in the middle to throw you off.
Right.
It's basically how everybody feels about what's just happened. And so they're just kind of rolling with the wave. And there are a couple where they go, they nail it immediately and they stay with them the whole time, kind of, but then you're like, well, it can't be that person because it's in the, and but the producers are really good about kind of keeping the integrity of it.
It was funny how the players, even like at the beginning, like, you're the snake. And then 5 minutes later, like, well, actually, I think you're the snake, you know, and they changed their opinion too. It's pretty funny.
You can watch it if you DVR'd it. Other than that, maybe like Hulu or something, go back and watch it, or I'm not sure, but I appreciate everybody for watching it. It'll be on next Monday night again. Thank you. Thank you. We are done. We're out. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.